Hello, I finished researching my unit upgrades, but stuff still happened. So what's up? Dear listener, I want to start by just saying there was a lot of stuff that happened in the past, like, 24 hours regarding death, lots of shootings, not great. I haven't really covered a lot of mass shootings recently, in part because they just happen constantly. The U.S. has had quite a few so far this year, as we do every year, but it's still awful. Longtime viewers will actually know that what is now referred to as lightning round in this show was once called rapid fire. And I changed the name because of how frequently I was saying that in juxtaposition with talking about mass murder in my own country. So while there were several high profile mass shootings over the weekend, I'm just gonna move forward. There's so much other stuff to talk about, and these happen all the time. And I hate that I'm saying that, but that's just wanted to level set stateside. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is joining Dropout TV. Wait, that was misinformation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is dropping out of the mayoral race. So you may recall that there's been four dudes running for mayor of New York City. Zohran Mamdani, Andrew Cuomo, Eric Adams, and Curtis Sliwa. Now, discounting the guy who wears a beret all the time and made up crimes that he stopped in the past, we've got three guys: Eric Adams, Andrew Cuomo, and Zohran Mamdani. Mamdani is leading in the polls by a double-digit number of points, and Andrew Cuomo is a disgraced sex pest, and Eric Adams is a criminal. I don't know what we expected. I don't know what anyone expected from electing an NYPD official to the position of a politician in charge of New York City. You got the crimes that you voted for. That's just crimes. But anyway, Eric Adams has dropped out, probably because somebody bribed him to do that. He loves taking bribes, which just leaves three dudes left. And despite Zohran Mamdani having a double-digit lead in the polling, despite Quinnipiac, which, by the way, apparently is pronounced Quinnipiac, despite Quinnipiac putting out a poll showing that even if Eric Adams dropped out, Mamdani would still have a 20-point margin, top Democrats have still not endorsed it. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries took time away from impotently tweeting at Trump to not endorse a generational figure in their own party. Mamdani expanded the electorate and is leading over basically every demographic in the polls. And they're like, well, you know, we just don't know who to endorse. Could be anyone. I don't know. Maybe they just see more of themselves in the disgraced sex pest than the charismatic leader. That would make sense, given how ineffective they've been. Anyway, Mamdani looks like he's almost definitely going to win the race because obviously. But we haven't quite gotten there yet. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few more tricks up the sleeves of the donor class. Like, at the end of the day, all of this is happening at all because the Democrats are more interested in sticking to their donor-first agenda than anything else. They'd rather refuse to do the easiest political endorsement in history than go against what their donors are telling them to do. Because for a good chunk of the Democratic Party, that's all it's about. It's about seniority, and it's about donor relations. Everything else is details. Weird why people don't like the Dem Party. Like, at all. Like, cool, they're not fascists. Unfortunately, the fascists are delivering for the people who want that. They're making good on the whole doing awful things thing, which is what their supporters want. And that's why they have supporters. Weird. So let's move on. Over in Iowa, the Des Moines school district superintendent has been arrested by ICE. For those not in the States, as a reminder, ICE is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They are an agency under the Department of Homeland Security. They are the ones who are essentially a private army for the administration currently, going after immigrants and people that they claim are illegal. In this case, they arrested Dr. Ian Roberts, who is a 20-year veteran educator working in Iowa as the superintendent of their largest school district. ICE claims that he is here illegally, and they also really want you to know that when they were chasing him down, he fled and apparently had money and a gun on him, which I guess is illegal? That's just, like, so not a crime! They claim he's a threat to public safety, which has been met with complete pushback from the community, which is like, what the fuck? This guy rules. Everyone who worked with him has been blindsided by this, and the institutions that actually employed him said that they did multiple different background checks to look into criminal records and citizenship, and there were no issues. But he is black, and he was born in a different country, which apparently is enough to detain a man on the street. We don't know a whole lot more right now. He's been taken, he has retained a lawyer, and local communities have been outraged by this. Regardless of anything, this very much is the federal government coming into a district in a state, abducting a key political figure, and no one knows why. I can now safely walk the streets without worrying about a veteran educator teaching things to the youth. Cool. What a real country. The other thing that our government is really good at doing, aside from abducting people, is shutting down, which might happen tonight. The U.S. federal government is potentially going to shut down as the Republicans, who, again, control all three branches of government, are blaming the Democrats. Now, don't get me wrong. I love blaming the Democrats, too. It's a national pastime. But you're in control of the entire fucking government. Essentially, the budget is about to run out, and Congress needs to pass a budget. And so Republicans have made a bill to keep the government open, but it was crafted entirely by them and doesn't include anything for the Democrats. And Democrats are like, we want concessions. And Republicans are like, no. Republicans need 60 votes in the Senate for this to pass, and they don't have 60 votes because they don't have 60 senators. So they're essentially saying, we demand that you capitulate to a one-sided piece of legislation, and if you don't, we're going to blame you for it. This is not unusual. This is usually just like, if there is a party that's fully in power, they do this. Like, they blame the party that's the minority party for being obstructionist. In reality, this is in theory supposed to be where bipartisanship comes into effect, but bipartisanship doesn't exist. And so instead, we are all just wondering what the fuck's gonna happen tomorrow. So if it does go through, which at time of recording, it's very likely, it very well could change by tonight, but who knows? Here's what to expect. A lot of government services will stop. Basically, anything that's not considered essential will stop. If you depend on a specific government service and you are concerned about it being halted, I recommend searching to see if that is considered essential or not. Some government employees are going to be essentially just put on leave. Some government employees are going to have to continue to work without pay and get back pay later. But mostly, it's just going to be very expensive. Like, it's not cheaper to shut down, because all of the problems that accrue while we're shut down need to be handled, and the back pay, and it's a mess. The other thing that we're watching right now is that Trump is seemingly positioning a threat to fire a ton of federal employees as leverage against the Democrats. Like, he has instructed his people to essentially draft up plans to fire mass numbers of federal employees if the government does shut down, which essentially is just Trump using American workers' livelihood as a bargaining chip against the Democrats to ensure that the Democrats vote for a bill that is deeply unliked by the American people. Bipartisanship in action. And on the topic of firing a ton of federal employees, they already did that. And it's been bad. Elon Musk's Doge efforts to fire a ton of government employees resulted in the government having to rehire a bunch of them, essentially creating a 7-month-long taxpayer-funded paid vacation for the people that Doge claims they fired. At least for a good portion of them, because they have to bring people back in because they fired too many people and now they can't function properly. And they're like, whoops, how could nobody have seen this coming? Anyway, none of this releases the Epstein files, which is interesting. Hello, dear listener. If you like what I do and you want to help me keep doing it, you can check out isupport.dev. It's got links to my Patreon, my Ko-fi, my YouTube membership stuff, my merch store, and then also just sharing my content. Goes a really long way. I'm also on a whole bunch of social media places. Follow me wherever the social media is. I'm probably there. Moving on. Elsewhere, Venezuela is preparing for a potential invasion from the United States of America. Images have been surfacing around the internet of elderly people in Venezuela in militia training, carrying guns, crawling through the dirt. The U.S. has now extrajudiciously killed 17 Venezuelan citizens using military force. These boats that they keep claiming that they're bombing that are drug boats have not been proven to be drug boats and are just us murdering foreign civilians. And so now Venezuela is like, well, you're positioning a lot of boats on our coast. You're shifting aircraft to bases closer to us. We're going to prepare for war. Now, obviously, if the U.S. decided to do a full-out invasion of Venezuela, a militia wouldn't do a whole lot. But, and I want to be hyper clear about this one, for everyone who's outside the U.S., we don't want this. There may be a small contingent of weird losers who are like gung-ho about the idea of rooting out whatever fantasy has been woven by Trump. But the average American is losing the ability to afford rent, food, and medicine. We're not walking around hoping that we launch new war fronts into other countries. Our leadership does this because it's what keeps the money flowing. We don't want this. Like, even Trump supporters, one of the things they kept pointing to with him was that he wasn't going to start new wars. Obviously, that's a bullshit statement, but still. even his own supporters were excited about the idea of no new wars. As of now, we're not actually at war, although the leadership of Venezuela says that we're in an undeclared war. International eyes are watching this closely and aren't happy with how the US has been acting recently, to put it a little mildly. Let's move over to the flotilla making its way to Gaza. There's been a few of these now, but essentially activists have put together a large flotilla carrying humanitarian aid to bring to Gaza. Dozens of ships representing 44 different countries are bringing aid in this flotilla, and the flotilla has come under attack by the Israeli military. After initial reports of drone attacks from the Israeli military on the flotilla, NATO countries have deployed warships to support the flotilla. Spain and Italy at this point have both sent multiple ships to support the flotilla, and the Italian Minister of Defense is quoted in saying, "We have sent one ship and another is on its way, ready for any eventuality." Israel has been using drones to drop flares and other explosives and some kind of flammable chemicals on these ships. They also committed a major war crime, which is they jammed their radios and forced ABBA to play through the ship's radios. Also forced starvation. Israeli media is trying to label the flotilla as terrorists. They even tried to say that Hamas organized this. They want to say they're terrorists so that they can get away with just killing them or holding them in, quote, terrorist-grade prisons. But since Israel is an international pariah at this point, most countries aren't having that. And like I said, warships supporting the flotilla. The flotilla should reach Gaza this week, so we'll find out if they are finally successful or if Israel pulls some other bullshit. One other note on Israel, actually. So Microsoft has a contract with Israel's military to give them cloud infrastructure to do their Israeli military stuff. As a reminder, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, they're defense contractors. They provide infrastructure for war. Anyway, The Guardian reported that apparently Israel had used Microsoft's cloud to perform mass surveillance on Palestinians. And Microsoft was like, oh, we looked into that and that might be true, actually. No one could have seen this coming. Maybe we'll pause their account while we investigate further. So Microsoft has paused the contract with the Israeli military, specifically regarding defense efforts. They still have other contracts with Israel in general. But finally, after months of external and internal protests from Microsoft, they've finally done something. All it took was being associated with what is now labeled by the UN as a genocide. Over in China, no bummers. The Chinese government is expanding censorship efforts to prevent social media from being too sad. Essentially, over in China, there is a growing sentiment, wouldn't you know it, among young people who feel like hard work won't really get you anywhere. And so there's been a lot of pessimism and nihilism in social media, and the Chinese government is like, that's not good for the future. China's no stranger to clamping down on speech to direct public sentiment, but it's kind of an obtuse way to go about things. They're basically saying, hey, sentiment is bad right now, so let's just crush bad sentiment rather than fix what's causing the bad sentiment. Sound familiar? So they're starting a 2-month-long initiative where they're going to basically go after various social media platforms and say, hey, you have to actually prevent all this negative pessimism or you're going to be fined. They're not going after individual people and being like, you're a sad person, go to jail. That's not what's happening. Something pretty interesting here, though, is that it essentially means that the Chinese government has formally acknowledged this souring sentiment among young people, which is not something that they're usually excited to do. The fact that they have made a formal program to tackle it means that they're signaling, we're aware and acknowledging that we have a problem on our hands. And China doesn't tend to like to show the world that they've got problems on their hands. Now, I can't help but think about how China is trying to crush negative sentiment on the internet, and over in the US, there is currently a massive effort to chill free speech that might be critical of the current administration, or critical of America, or really critical of anything. Major tech companies have been cozying up to the current administration. Fuck, Tim Cook giving Trump a golden trophy? What? Remember, the social media companies are not there to provide a service for you to be able to have your reach and platform. They are there to make money. In the future, I plan to make some videos about how you can be a more independent digital citizen. So if that is interesting to you, let me know in the comments or reply or at me or something. Reach out. Let me know that you want to see that. Game it. Stardew Valley 1.7 is going to be a thing, but don't get hyped. But I mean, you're going to get hyped. Stardew Valley is just one of those games that has been getting updates consistently for free since its release, well beyond what anyone expected. I would say Stardew Valley and No Man's Sky. I don't know what else comes close. I'm genuinely curious. If you have another game you can think of, let me know. But Stardew Valley 1.7 has been confirmed, and developer Concerned Ape has said that he doesn't want to hype it up too much, but it is going to be a thing. I will say that when 1.6 was confirmed, and he also said he didn't want to hype that up too much, it finally dropped with a massive amount of content and a complete overhaul for modding utilities for the community. So Concerned Ape saying that a new patch shouldn't get too much hype is evidence that we should get hype. Sorry, dude, you did this to yourself. EA Sports. It's deeply unethical. Jared Kushner, Silver Lake, and Saudi Arabia are going to be the new owners of Electronic Arts, a massive game publisher. EA, who is well-hated for a lot of reasons, makes FIFA and Madden. They're going to be fine, but a joint venture that includes Jared Kushner and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund is going to be taking EA private for a record-setting $55 billion. What does this mean? Not a ton, probably. I mean, EA is a shit company, and now they're just kind of like solidifying that and going private, like being privately shitty? I genuinely do not know if this makes them any worse. Just being associated with Jared Kushner and Saudi Arabia's investment firm, is EA even shittier now, or is this less shitty? At the end of the day, massive corporation taken private by private equity. This just kind of keeps happening. I'm not too broken up about it because I don't remember the last time I played a game that EA published. I guess The Sims is also one, if you like The Sims. If you like The Sims, you are now supporting Jared Kushner. I'm so sorry. Sony had their big games announcement thing, streaming thingy called State of Play recently. There was a bunch of announcements. Here's a few of them. Gran Turismo 7, it's gonna be a thing. 7 whole Turismos. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 is coming to PlayStation. If you haven't played Microsoft Flight Simulator, it's bonkers. They have like the entire world mapped out in like 3 dimensions. You can crash a plane into your own house. Neo 3. Nio? I've never played that game. They announced some PlayStation branded wireless speakers. Okay. And a bunch of remasters. Deus Ex remastered, Dynasty Warriors 3 remastered, a bunch of remasters. I'm going to link to the full announcement of everything in my newsletter. You can check that out in the description. Lightning round. Non-peer-reviewed alert. This is not a peer-reviewed paper I'm about to talk about, so don't take it as gospel. But researchers have submitted a paper for peer review, which looks into the role of LLMs like ChatGPT in encouraging people to continue to be shitty. You know, like when people go to an AI and they're like, this situation happened. Am I the bad guy? And the AI is like, no, you did everything perfectly right. And everyone who told you to stop punching them in the dick was just being too sensitive. You're absolutely right. Punching people in the dick is a love language. A literal school child dismantled a gun that his friend brought to school. He was concerned about the danger of the gun and had experience in hunting with his family. So this school child dismantled the gun to remove the threat. He was then expelled because he didn't tell a teacher about the gun. We are really good at teaching our children the best lessons. Spaceballs 2 is in production. I didn't know this was happening, but it's in production. And finally for today, Dominion Voting Systems, who's been in a lawsuit with Rudy Giuliani for a while, has settled the lawsuit, which was a $1.3 billion lawsuit, with confidential outcomes. We don't actually know what the settlement was, but that has been settled. Notably, Giuliani has had to like sell everything he owns because the dude's bankrupt and dying. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and a button that charges Rudy Giuliani $1.3 billion more. My name is Endeavorance. We'll talk again soon. Take care and be well.